I believe that you are meant to live a healthy and fit life in body and mind. That reaching optimal mental and physical health is achievable with small, simple steps. I believe treating your mind and body with respect and unconditional love is requisite to live a life full and deep, where you can give others your best in motherhood, in career, and any other endeavor you take on. Adagio Fit is dedicated to helping you get healthy, no matter if you are at the start, in the middle, or well on your way. I'm Clarissa Thomas, a health coach, certified personal trainer, and your host for this podcast, Clarissa Explains It All, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and mental health to guide and educate you on your journey to becoming strong, confident, and committed to your health. Welcome to Podcast 18, Muscle Makeup. Hi, friends. Welcome to episode 18. I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm headed out on vacation with my girls for 2 weeks. So when you get this, I will actually be in the beautiful Steamboat, Colorado, floating a river, playing at the pool, and eating chips and salsa to my heart's content. But I still wanted to show up for you. I am committed to you. So I recorded a couple of podcasts early and scheduled it so you can't miss me so much and you can still get your daily dose of Clarissa Explains It All. I wanted to remind you about the classes I have for this month. I am doing 3 classes, one of which is already over, which means there are only 2 more. And these courses are free until 1 week before class, and then they're $10. Which are both great deals for the course, free or 10, because my classes are done all online. They come with great freebies, printables, insights, and they're jam-packed with a whole bunch of knowledge. So you don't want to miss these classes, because next month we're going to be adding to these classes in subject and terms, and so you may not have these again for a long time. I want to thank you for the couple of comments on my last podcasts. Please give me more of them. I want to know about my listeners, if you guys are learning anything from what the information that I'm sharing with you. And if you don't give feedback, I can't direct the podcast to your wants and needs. And so I can't be a better podcaster without your feedback. So good or bad, please either leave it in iTunes or leave it down in the show notes. And I respond to everything. So I look forward to hearing from you. And finally, I want to tell you guys that I am so normal too, and I have to live with my weaknesses as well. For example, today I challenged myself to do a recording of a macro-friendly recipe and how I made it. And it was just in my kitchen, and it was with my little girl, and I was really excited to do it. And then I watched it and I couldn't even stand myself. I really wanted to do this for the new IGTV, the Instagram TV channel. I think that this is really awesome. I think it's kind of the new and upcoming thing, and I really want to be part of it. But I work, you know, I had my insecurities as well, and I need to work on those. So I have some thought work to do about my thoughts and my feelings about myself, and I'm determined to try again. So when you guys see something up on my IG channel, that you will know how hard I worked on this and that I'm actually pushing myself to reach new limits as well. So I am imperfect and working on those too. And I want you guys to know that. Today, I want to talk about muscle makeup. And these are the 3 reasons that I think it's important for you guys to know about muscle. Is that, number 1, all humans are built the same. And in juxtaposition to that is number 2, all humans are built differently, even down to the fibers of our muscles. And then number 3, I want you guys to gain a knowledge about how you are built so that you can develop a good exercise and workout routine that is right and fun for you. And that's part of me being a coach, is to help you make those decisions to help guide you. I'm not going to give you the answers. I'm going to help guide you in that and coach you in that. So first, all humans are built the same. Muscles are protein filaments called actin and myosin. They're made up of two, and it's kind of like when you spread your fingers apart and put them together and pull them apart, those fingers slide in and out of each other. That's what a muscle contraction essentially is one hand is actin, one hand is myosin, and they rub back and forth. One grabs onto the other and pulls it together, and then as they release from that contraction, they spread back apart. And muscles function to produce force and motion. So we're talking physics here, a little bit of science here today, which is just really great because I was never very smart with science, but this really has clicked for me as I have studied it and grown and developed in my brain. Muscles are primarily responsible for maintaining and changing posture and helping us get from one place to another, as well as all of the movement of our internal organs, such as like the contraction of the heart or food moving through our digestive system, or when you're getting ready to throw up. Those are all muscles. Muscle. And I say that we kind of had the throw ups in our house the past couple weeks. And that's been super interesting thinking about how muscles are in charge of all of that. Did you know, which I didn't know this, but muscle in Latin means little mouse. So when you think of like somebody squeezing their bicep, I could see where it might look like a little mouse underneath the skin. I don't know. It means little mouse. It should mean like big, giant, strong Wonder Woman or something like that, but it doesn't. There are approximately 650 muscles in the human body, give or take a few. And they say that because defining muscle is actually a little bit hard to do in smaller areas of the body to see which ones are put together, which ones are actually separate, and the movement that they do. So around 650, that's a lot of muscles in our body. There are three different types of muscle. So we break that 650 down into three different types. They're skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. Let's talk about skeletal for a second. Skeletal muscle is also known as a voluntary muscle. It's anchored by tendons that then are connected to our bone and helps us move and keep good posture. Through this postural control, we have an unconscious reflex, but the muscles respond or react consciously to make up for that reflex, and then we're always adjusting, right? You're adjusting in your seat if you're sitting too long. If you're talking as you stand up, as you pick up a bag, that's all voluntary skeletal muscle that helps you do those things, as well as movement in exercise is skeletal muscle. So any voluntary, anything that you do voluntarily. And an average adult male actually has 42% skeletal muscle, and an average adult female is 36% skeletal muscle. Next muscle we're going to talk about is smooth muscle or involuntary muscle. And this is found within the walls of the organs and structures such as the esophagus, the stomach, the bladder, your uterus, blood vessels. This is all smooth. The reason it's called smooth is it doesn't have striations in it. If you were to look at a picture, skeletal muscle is kind of striped. Smooth is exactly that, smooth. And there's even mini smooth muscles, which I think this is really interesting, that control when your hair raises on your arms, you know, like when you get the chills, like something creepy or something really exciting in or you're cold and the hair raises on your arms. That is done by smooth muscles, little teeny ones underneath your skin. And unlike skeletal muscle, smooth muscle is not under conscious control. So we have no control when our hair raises, like on the back of our neck or our uterus and things like that. We don't have any control over those muscles, intestines, etc. The third muscle was cardiac muscle, also known as an involuntary muscle, but it looks kind of like a skeletal muscle in makeup. And this muscle, the cardiac muscle, as you can hear, is only found in the heart. So that is the only place where this muscle is found. So our heart actually is a different muscle than the rest of our body, which is kind of unique. And, you know, the heart is very central to the practice that I work with my clients. You know, we talk about mind and body, and our heart is kind of both of those. So we're going to go back to the first one of skeletal muscle, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into skeletal muscle, which, remember, skeletal muscle is how we move. So when we exercise, this is what we're choosing to use. There are two different kinds. There's a type 1 and a type 2. Type 1 is also called a slow twitch or a red muscle. So there are three names for that. The reason it's called a red muscle is that it's dense with capillaries, giving the tissue a very characteristic red color when you look at it. It carries more oxygen and it helps sustain aerobic activity using fats or carbohydrates as fuel. And slow twitch fibers contract for long periods of time, but with little force. So it takes a little bit less energy to use them. You can these muscles are used when you're doing an activity for a long period of time, such as walking a long distance run. We'll go into a little bit more about what each one is used for in just a second, but that's just to give you an idea. Now there's type 2, which is a fast twitch muscle. And if you can kind of make it opposite to what a slow twitch muscle is, this one is white in color and it's very powerful. It fatigues very rapidly. It only helps you in short bursts of activity before a muscle contraction becomes painful. They contribute most to muscle strength and have greater potential to increase in mass. So your fast twitch muscles actually can grow bigger faster than the red ones. And then when you bundle up these two different types of muscles, these slow and fast twitch muscles, or red and white, and you put a whole bunch of them together and you put them into a sleeve called a fascia, and you get a muscle. A muscle is, isn't that kind of cool? It's kind of in this like nylon style sleeve. So it's like when you stick your leg into a nylon, that would kind of be the same of putting these fibers into a nylon. If you were to take a muscle and you were to cut it in half, you were to take a skeletal muscle and cut it in half and look directly at that cut face, it would kind of look like, have you ever been driving down the highway and have seen a big semi truck carrying a whole bunch of pipes and you can just see the little circular ends of those pipes? That's what this would kind of look like. It's all of these fibers, long fibers joined together. And if you cut that, you would see all of these different fibers, but some of them would be red and some of them would be white, meaning some are type 1 and some are type 2, right? And every muscle in the human body has different amounts. Well, okay, so let's go back. So we have that sleeve and then we're looking at those pipes. Okay, this is where all humans are built differently. Every muscle in the human body is made up of red and white slow and fast twitch filaments, but we're made up of different amounts of each one. So if you were to cut my muscle and cut my husband's muscle, he would have a different amount of white and red than I would. Okay. So every muscle in every human has a different amount of red and white filaments, which lead to different athletic abilities. For example, if you have more red muscle, remember red is that slow twitch, that endurance, then you can do or be better at long sustained movement like marathon running. Your body will handle that better. Your body will handle swimming laps better. Your body will handle cycling better, like road bike better cycling. And if you have more white fast twitch filaments, you are able to do more like short bursts of energy movements, such as like dance and weightlifting and playing tennis, because you're having to jump off those legs right and left real quick and you get short little bursts of energy, etc. So my husband, when I read this, I was like, oh, this is why. My husband is an ultra marathon runner. He can go out and just run like 30 miles in a day. He might get a little bit sore, but he doesn't even have to train to run about 30 miles. His body can just do that automatically. So when you think of red and white twitch, red and white slow and fast twitch muscles and the filaments in muscles, he must have a lot more red than he has white because he's able to do those long sustained movements compared to me. So I tend to love the short bursts of energy. I can do like that dancing and I can do that weightlifting and I do that tennis. Bar is kind of the same way, and body bar that I teach. You move for a couple of reps and then you move to something else and you move for a couple of reps. So we are wearing out those muscles, but in a different sort of way, which we're actually wearing out those white fast twitch filaments as you do like a weightlifting, a powerlifting. Now, is this an excuse to choose, you know, running over weightlifting? No, because we have both types of muscles in our muscles. So we have both types of filaments in our muscles. So you'll gravitate towards the one that you want to do and that you're better at, but we also need to be well-rounded, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. Another way that muscles are all different is how they're connected. How that fascia is connected to our body to make them work. So for example, somebody like me who is 5'10", my muscles have a longer way to be stretched out from, let's say, my shoulder to my elbow, right? That space is longer because my bones are longer than somebody who may be 5'2". So there's the length of the muscle as well as how many of each filament is in the muscle. Somebody might have a total of 500 filaments and somebody might have a total of like 650 filaments. So then they have more muscle to actually utilize to help with that contraction. So we're gonna get different body shapes because our muscles are built different. This can help you out because when it comes to like comparing myself to somebody else, I can't compare myself to somebody who may be 5'2" because their muscles, their internal makeup is going to be completely different than my own. So that's where this can help you, right? Understanding that our bodies are built for us, for our length, for our size, for our, you know, like our bone mass. If you have a higher bone mass, your muscles are going to be a little bit stronger because they got to move those bones not only further, but they're going to be heavier. And so they have to move those with greater power. So it can help us out because when we're looking at our body to determine what the optimal shape of our muscles can take as we get fit, it will help us be more realistic as to what our body can do instead of looking at somebody else, right? So we're not comparing size and instead we're tracking maybe our weight or how many reps we can actually do. We won't compare somebody who is 5 foot to me who is 5'10", how fast we can run a mile, because their muscle makeup is probably going to be different than mine. So maybe I can shoot for running a faster time, but I can't compare my time to somebody, even my husband. You know, he can go out and run like a 6-7 minute mile and be pushing it. And a 6-7 minute mile is maybe something that I can do for maybe 30 or 40 seconds, not a whole mile. Before my body is worn out. So when it comes to comparisons, this helps us be more realistic as we make goals. And as you work with a personal trainer like me, we look at that. We look at how you're built. We look at that muscle makeup. And we look at what things you like to do and what you find that you have strengths in. And that's what I'm going to talk about next, is that this can help us out knowing how our muscles are made, because it will help us train for strengths, right? So if we like dance instead of running, I'm going to go head more into a dance direction. And that works more with those white fast twitch filaments. Or if I like weightlifting instead of running, I'm going to probably gravitate a little bit more to doing that weightlifting. Then there's the flip side. If you like running more than lifting, you probably have like more red or slow twitch muscle build. And so you're going to gravitate more towards that because your body is more capable of doing that. So we want to make our strengths stronger. However, we also want to make our weaknesses stronger as well, right? Our muscles aren't just made up of red or white. They're made up of both. And so if we have less white, we need to train for those. And if we have less red, we also need to train for those. It helps to keep us in a good balance. You need lifting to strengthen. And like cross training in fitness is great for runners. So you kind of now you can probably see this idea, because running uses the red and doesn't use as much white. But if you decide to add in some cross training, you're going to pull in and strengthen those white muscle proteins. And so you're going to get a better balance of power when you go out and run, because your muscle is overall, we're working that whole muscle protein versus just one type. And finally, the last thing that I wanted to talk about is, with muscles, we want to improve our flexibility. When we work muscles, any kind of work of a muscle shortens that muscle up. It contracts it. And our muscles really like that contracted state because they're shorter and it's less work. So we need to lengthen out those muscles. Have you guys ever seen like a bodybuilder in a gym who can't put his arms down because his shoulders are kind of raised and they're just so, he's just so big? Well, what has happened with him is after he has lifted, he hasn't re-lengthened those muscles. And so he's not pulling those back to a lengthened state, and therefore they stay short. So it's really important, no matter what your makeup is that you are improving your flexibility, that you are lengthening those back out after you have shortened them. Stretching, elongate that fascia and all those filaments. It helps so you don't get injured. It helps keep muscle balance, and it helps keep your arms down at your sides and not all up like a bodybuilder. So I hope that you guys learned something about muscles today. This was kind of a different sort of podcast than I've done. This was a little bit more informational and had a lot to do with the makeup of our body, but it's really important for us to have that knowledge of our bodies so that we can then utilize the structure of our bodies to our best benefit to help us get fit and healthy. So thank you for joining. I'd love to know if any of this content was useful for you, or like that you had some personal insight about how your body is made up. And you can leave some comments down below. And if you love this podcast, please share with a friend. That is why we're here. And if you haven't yet, please leave us a review on iTunes. If you want help setting up a training routine that is right for you and your body, you can head over to our website at adagiofit.com. That's adagiofit.com. And you can find our online training packages that we personalize just for you and your goals. Not only do you get help structuring your workouts, remember, you are choosing this. That is what we are here for as a coach. But what happens is then we help coach you in your mind. We work on mind work, and we do some online coaching calls together. So you get personalization kind of all over the board, there's no way that couldn't help you be a better person. And while you are over looking at our programs, please sign up for one of our free monthly coaching classes. And remember that the price will go up a week before class. We have two more left this month. And I hope that I get to see you guys in class. Thank you, and I will see you next week.